Now, you know, last week, we kicked off our pledge drives with a song called All Together Now. We're going to do another song, and I need to tell you a little bit of a story about it first. Like I said, we started off with a Beatles song. We had the kids here, and we all sang that together, and that was a lot of fun. So today, we're going to do Sunday number two of our pledge drive, and you can see how we're coming along here. We're a week into it now. We're going to use another song from about the same generational time as All Together Now. Some of us may remember that old Kingston Trio song, MTA. Now, the story behind that song most recently came to light when the woman who co-wrote it, her name was Bess Lomax Hollis, she died a few months ago, and the lead-in line in the obituaries that ran all around the country for her mentioned Charlie from the MTA. Now, Bess was part of the old Almanac Singers, a group with Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and other labor movement folky types like that, and she wrote the song for a political campaign for Walter O'Brien, who really did run for mayor of Boston in 1949 on a Progressive Party ticket. You see, to avoid updating their turnstiles back then, the TV riders in Boston would tack on an extra fare, unannounced, that you had to pay to get out of the station. You could get off the train, but you couldn't leave the station until you paid the extra fare. So for Bess and her compatriots, this was an injustice to working class people, like the everyman Charlie. So they wrote and sang a protest song about it. And it was actually considered a radical song in the 1950s. It only became popular when the Kingston Trio, in the early 1950s, when the Kingston Trio recorded it, kind of a safely toned-down version in the early 60s. And here's the final irony of this. I want to ask you kids, do you see what I got here in my hands here? This thing is called a Charlie Bird. If you ride the subway when you go to Boston, you got to have one of these things to get in and out. So I guess the final irony of Bess Lomax's song is, now you can get off the train, but you can't get out of the station unless you've got a Charlie card to open the turnstiles. So we're going to sing this together. If you've got the words, you can share them, and Jet's going to play. You can see where we got the verses and where we got the chorus. So we're going to sing this song to remember Bess Hollis, and then the last verse, which we're going to slow down a little bit. The last verse has a reminder of our pledge drive. You all have been reminded of it here. So Jet, I'm going to let you run with it from here.
Hope you all know the song. I'm trying to remember it. I heard it years and years ago. Here we go. Let me tell you the story.
job done. You saw me hold the orange envelope there. If you did not get your Fred's envelope last Sunday, we have them for you this Sunday. Any that don't get picked up after that, we'll be mailed out this week. And you can see we're trying to move ourselves along as our pledge drive continues throughout this month.